Introduction. Overnight Entrepreneurial Success Sells. It's a cool story to paint and fun to tell. All it took was 5 years of coding to deserve a huge payday. Pizza and Red Bull 1 week. $1 billion valuations the next. That's how you do it. Put that way, anyone would want to get in line to try. But it's also rare. Exceptionally so. Rare like a great white thunderstorm. Or Kim Kardashian. I don't have a rare story to share, but I do have a real one. All too real. And all too common, unfortunately. My story is the reality of the kind of overnight success that most entrepreneurs experience. The kind that takes a hell of a long time. If you make it in the first place. Mine is a story about an entrepreneur who started a company with big dreams and few fears. A delusional optimist who came out of the gate full of excitement. Hungry. Deeply committed to doing well. Then the losses came. Losing people, purpose, and pride started to wear on me. My entire perspective changed, and my optimism dulled. I fell into a valley of small dreams and overwhelming fear. What did I get for a decade of having a pager clipped to my underwear while I slept? Not an invitation to the 3-comma club. That never came. Instead, I rewarded myself with a ticket into what I've come to call the Valley of Uncertainty. It's where my entrepreneurial dreams and I went for treatment, maybe to die, a place where I felt entitled to a better story than the one I'd authored and owned, wishing I could erase who I was and become someone else, someone better, equipped with all the right stuff. I was no longer the delusional optimist. I was just delusional. That's the club I joined. Nobody gets in line for it, not intentionally, at least. Whether it takes a couple years or decades, everyone inside the club is there because they've hit their lowest point. Their story is more grizzle than sizzle. So, they quit. Move on from whatever dream they had, depressed by whatever or whomever they see around them. I think too many entrepreneurs stop or quit before they become what they could be. It happens every day. They bow out before their future really belongs to them. I know because I could have been one of them. I should have been. There are lots of reasons to quit, or at least to think about quitting. I bet I thought about all of them. It's too hard. I need more life balance. I was better off when I was small. It's not fair. Wine. Wine. And more wine. I did my share. To myself, at least. Otherwise, I was quiet about it. Tried to keep it hidden. It wasn't that I wanted to quit. I wanted the opposite. It was just my way of giving in to a problem that I couldn't figure out. But entrepreneurs owe it to themselves to keep going. There are ways to get past the frustration and disillusionment. To figure it out. To go big. That's really what we're in this for. To go as big as we can. That's what I believe. Not for the sake of being big and not for the money, but for the impact that a going big attitude brings. Going big is good for us. It keeps us fresh and curious. Fuels our search for answers. Frees up time. Keeps us in the right environment, surrounded by people we can learn from, who offer new examples of what's possible. We need to go beyond the people from whom we've already learned all there is to learn, like ourselves, and things we've done 1,000 times over. Those things get boring, and being bored is the first step into the valley of uncertainty. We have to avoid that trap and focus on what we do best. Keep a positive mind. Concentrate on the process. Walk past limiting beliefs. Forget about fallacies. Ditch our perfect problems. Accept the truth and do something about it. I wrote this book for the entrepreneurs who have big dreams that may be fading. Maybe the vision you started with is fuzzier with every passing day. You may feel like hitting the brakes because the light has turned yellow. Maybe you look successful. Everyone keeps congratulating you about whatever it is you got going on. You probably accept the compliment, but in your own mind, you know the truth. Inside, you feel surrounded by walls, some of which you constructed. You spend each day facing walls too high to climb over and too deep to burrow under. You're stuck. The walls are imagined, of course, like most things that keep us trapped. They're nothing more than a construct of the grind, the byproduct of years of deep frustration, of being lonely for too long. Thoughts about peaking too early start to swirl. Uncertainty reigns. Analysis paralysis is the game you're used to playing with yourself. Every story is different and the same. Different circumstances and players. Same struggle and options. I know because I've been there. Inside those walls. In that uncertainty valley. Full of big ephemeral ideas, but no plan for how to turn them into reality, questioning whether I had what it took, the energy, knowledge, pedigree, or resilience. You can name just about any aspect of life as an entrepreneur, and I'm positive I had questions and doubts about it, ones I couldn't answer for a long time. I became convinced that quitting was the best option, second only to getting small again. If either had been doable options, I wouldn't be writing this today. Luckily, I had no option but to move forward. The bank wanted its money back, and our team's livings depended on the company continuing, on me continuing. I had to figure it out. Without realizing it, I'd become my own worst enemy. I was the obstacle, the biggest thing in my way. Where I was and what I was feeling was exactly as I had planned it. Perfect orchestration, you might say. I was blaming what I'd been, the architect of the building. I was deeply complicit in creating the grind that I simultaneously hated. I expected things to get easier when I'd built them to be hard. I festered in a stale reality. Each new day brought no new knowledge or challenges. I was goalless. A living example of Einstein's insanity definition, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. I owed it to myself to find a way out. To get help. Take a new risk on myself. Discover a way to deconstruct the walls. Create a map that would guide my hike out of the valley. The way out, the way to keep getting bigger, was right in front of me the whole time. Funny. I was missing it because I was in a virtual reality world that I designed. Wearing those stupid goggles that make you think that what you see is what is real, forgetting that I could take them off, to truly see for the first time in years. I'm no guru, and I'm not going to tell you what to do. I certainly won't tell you what's right or wrong, or how many millions I've made. There's no secret formula in this book. I hate crap like that. I'm simply an entrepreneur with a story to tell, a journey to drive you through. The one that got me off to a great start before it veered and took me off track to a place where I rotted for a while. Where I wasted so much time expecting what wasn't yet mine. Until my messenger met me for breakfast early one morning and told me about a different track. One that went a new way, up, to a future I could make my own. A future that I could build with a lot of help because I believed in it completely. Come on, let's put this thing in gear and take a ride together.